to be finishing at 5. So this very last section today is looking at, in particular, some of the central aspects of Ajahn Chah's own practice, the way he trained himself. We'll be speaking for shorter periods of time. Again, we have Kitty Saro, who spoke before, will be speaking first of all, and then Ajahn Mahaprasad, who is the abbot of the monastery in Fremont, Wat Budanuson, and he also, when he was a young study monk, went to practice with Ajahn Chah, both at Wat Bapong and at the branch monastery a little to the north of there called Wat Tham Sang Phet. And he had in those days Ajahn Chah could be quite, as he was tough on everybody, he was could easily be very tough on study monks, and that and Ajahn Mahaprasad, being a skilled academic and engaged in Pali and the Buddhist studies, Ajahn Mahaprasad has told me in the past would tease him about his academic trials and say that you should just come and live in the forest here, don't worry about the books. And But he persisted, but he's always sustained his great love and respect for Ajahn Chah, and we've been very grateful that as soon as we arrived in the Bay Area, he immediately came forth to help us, saying that he wished to support us in establishing a forest monastery. That he was very forthright in saying that he saw the value in forest monasteries, even though he wasn't able to establish one himself. He was very keen to assist us, so we've been very grateful for his friendship and kind support and practical support for us over these many years. And Ajahn Sundra will also be speaking. She, as I mentioned before, has been living at Abhayagiri Monastery for the last few months and was helping teaching the retreats at Spirit.